May we have your attention, please? We are delighted with your presence. Without you, we would not have a festival. We would not have the joy of the day and the days and programs that we have already had. We welcome you because this is your, we should say that maybe you should welcome us, but this is your festival. We appreciate very much your cooperation Friday, yesterday, and again today. And I would especially like to thank you children, boys and girls, as well as adults, for listening to our good director when she asked you to please give her your attention or be quiet so that those who are here, if you're not interested in what's going on, you feel perfectly eased to get up and ease out, but please don't make any noise so that your neighbor can hear what's happening on the program. Now, this is the Lord's Day. Awe and inspiring should be our program. And surely already, the wonderful group who has come and given us that collection of Billy Sunday numbers has gotten us off to a good start. We trust that you will feel as we feel today, that it's wonderful to be here. We should thank our God for the opportunity of meeting with the freedom that we have under these beautiful trees and in this beautiful place on the banks of the river. So without any further ado, we trust that you will prayerfully and attentively give us your cooperation as we bring to a close in this performance this afternoon a most successful ninth festival. I will have something to say at the end of our performances this afternoon, so please don't leave. Something we want to say to you. Now I present to you one who is very near and dear to my heart and who has endeared herself to us as she has worked with us the last few years, as she has endeared herself to you, one of the greatest persons I have ever met and known, and a most fitting person for this place, our Director of Special Events here at the Stephen Foster Memorial, director of our Florida Folk Festival, Cousin Thelma Bolden. Let's make her welcome and glad, will you?
And a good holy day with the sun overhead, dimpling your faces with freckles, but you don't mind because it's God's sunshine sent to bless this day. So don't frown. Move over and make room for your neighbor. And watch prayerfully as there is reenacted here for us, as it might have been 100 years ago, the Brush Arbor Church.
Ago, the land which is now Barney and Brooks County, Georgia, was of verdant grasslands, virgin stands of towering pines. First, the Indians lived in the unruffled forest quiet. Then the Spaniards passed briefly through. In 1823, only 138 years ago, the first settlers came to make their homes. The life was hard. Men, after bucking stumps all day, had no trouble sleeping at night. Work for man and woman was from can when the sun first came up until can after the sun had gone down. But a God-loving, gregarious people must have some outlet for its social and spiritual life other than the Bible and family circle. Forerunner of one denomination's established churches was the annual camp meeting. The Mount Zion camp meeting began on Tuesday and lasted until the following Monday. Standing about 3 miles from Barney is an old historic church known as Camp Ground, and to some as Mount Zion. The first camp meeting was held on this site in 1828 by a few scattered Methodists before any Methodist church in this area was organized. William Hendry, William Blair, and Hamilton W. Sharp selected the site. Reverend Adam Wyrick was the first visiting preacher. In 1831, Sion and Enoch Hall deeded the land on which the campground stood to the Methodist Episcopal Church. Housed first in a brush arbor, the week-long meetings were held without interruption until 1881. Then the camp meetings closed and the church was built. The worshipers came to camp and to worship. The minister called the campers to worship by the blowing of a cow horn. The people were in a spirit of worship all week. Services, of which there were four daily, ran almost continuously. The ministers read the scriptures and explained it to them.
I am indeed glad to see each and every one of you today on this such a happy occasion. We've drawn together in God's holy matrimony here this afternoon to welcome a good program and be together. At this time, we'll stand and sing Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Let's kneel and pray at this time. Our Father, we thank Thee for this day. We thank Thee that we can gather together here in Thy name. Father, we want to thank Thee for our heritage. And Father, we want to thank Thee for all the good things that have come to us in these years. Go with us in the further of this service. We'll give Thy Son the praise. Amen.
people and brothers and sisters, I am indeed glad to be with you. And at this time, as customary, we'll have our tithes and offerings at this time. Please bring your tithes and offerings.
The people were poor in worldly possessions, but they always gave generously and freely of what they had. Sometimes they would bring corn, sweet potatoes, syrup, or eggs as their offering to their minister.
Thank you, brother. Thank
These
you.
These things he too Thank could you. Use. Thank Even you. The widows brought their offering.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
They may have been small in size, but great in love. The children also were taught to bring
Thank
their
you.
Tithes
Thank you.
And offerings.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
They learned to give back a part of the many blessings that
Thank
God
you, little lady.
Allowed them
Thank
to
you.
Enjoy.
Oh, it's such a blessing these children bring in theirs. Thank you. Now, they're standing, we'll sing the old-time religion. And at this time, I want to ask this huge audience to please sing with us, and I'd wish you would sing out, too.
'Tis the old-time religion, 'tis the old-time religion, 'tis the old-time religion, it's good enough for me. It was good for our mothers, it was good for our fathers, it was good for our mothers, it's good enough for me.
Sing it. Brothers and sisters, I don't believe that I have any announcements except one. And I'm taking liberty today to give that. I'm sure you all of you know, old Sister Swanson and Brother Swanson over across the 4 Mile Creek, they got everything they had burned down till the night. And Saturday morning, early, I want all of you brethren to come and come with your work clothes on. We're going to raise a house for them. Saturday morning, please tell your neighbors. Don't forget it. Now, do we have any other announcements? Thank you, Sister Simmons. Come right up. Happy to have you.
You know, Brother and Sister Swanson lost everything they had in this fire. We want all you women to come with your men when they start to work on the house, and we'll have an all-day quilting. Bring all your thimble and your needle and your scraps if you have them, and the Lord will bless us.
Thank you, Sister Simpson. Thank you. And don't you ladies forget that, and bring your quilting frames, too. Now, don't forget, come off and forget them. Well, thank you. Now, if there's nothing else, at this time, I'm going to bring you all the scriptures. And I want your undivided attention today. I'm get this scripture from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I want us to stand now and sing Rock of Ages. I want you all to really come out on this today. It's a wonderful old hymn, and I know all of you know it. Rock of Ages, clear for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the waters and the blood fill my wounded side with flow. Be of sin some new faces with us today, and I hope they'll come next time and bring some friends with them. Now, if nothing else, I'll go ask Brother Clifford Burton if you'll give us our dismissal prayer at this time.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this beautiful day, and for allowing us to gather here in thy name to enjoy a day of worshiping and feasting together.
Amen.
We do pray that you will bless the sick and the bereaved of our land. We thank thee for the Bible that teaches us the true way to live a Christian life.
Amen.
So that when we come to the end of the way, we can look you in the face and you will say, welcome home, my children. Thank you again for allowing us to meet here. Give us another good crop year, and with your many blessings, we will meet again next year. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This was a wonderful time for the people because they could meet old friends that perhaps they had not seen since last camp meeting. It was a time for romancing for the young people. The children played and frolicked. All the men enjoyed the good spring water out of the wooden bucket and gourd. Although the women were always tired from hard work, they were never too tired to prepare prodigious loads of Southern cooking at its best. There were heaping platters of fried chicken, row upon row of corn on the cob. Pickles and radishes added spice and flavor. Substance came from the brown-crusted home-baked bread. The bread was probably baked in an hearth oven made of cast iron. Then there was deviled eggs. And for those sweet-tooth-minded, there were many kinds of cakes and pies, probably lemon cheesecake and sweet potato pie being the favorites. These many dishes were loving works of art in appearance, as well as when the proof of the pudding came in the tasting. Could I have your attention, please? Miss Bolden has asked the people who are sitting to please move up just a little. We have a lot of people standing outside who can't get in, and they'd like to give them a chance to sit if you can. So if you can move in just a little, please do so. It has been suggested to possibly lap the little children, please. These people, having enjoyed spiritual fellowship and food together, were soon to be separated. Being deeply religious people, their motto could only be, "And now we only ask to serve. We would give all without reserve, our life, our love, our best. We would only ask to see his face. It is enough for us. We only ask the lowest place so he may smile on us." And so, singing together, they leave for home.
We have with us from Cross City a fine group of gospel singers who will sing two numbers for us in the old-time manner. They always change at the last minute. I want to be sure this is right. I want to know more about my Lord and Rock of Ages, hide thou me. Now, I don't want you at the back of the stage. This is a very informal gathering, so let's move the piano forward. Everybody wants to see you, and they can't see you around the corner. And, boys, if you'll come move the pulpit.
When my journey is completed, thank you a lot. We enjoy coming over and singing for you this afternoon, even if we're not as good as some of you are going to be, I hope.
We think you're wonderful.
Thank you. For our next song, we're going to try, I Want to Be More Like, I Want to Know More About My Lord.
While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. I'll not turn back for some tomorrow. My trials here I'll understand.
I want to know more
about my Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Won't you come out to the front microphone? What the boys need to brush off the stage a little bit. The dinner on the ground got spread a little bit. Won't you come out and lead the audience in the singing of Shall We Gather at the River? Can you do that?
I don't know if I know it by heart or not.
Well, that's all right. Right out of the... isn't it in your book? I'll bet we know it. And you can go right over to the piano. You see, the Lord does bless us, because every now and then when you think you can't stand it another minute, he sends a cloud to shade the sun. We have... Yes, stand up in place. But you just have to be ready for any emergency. And here is our good friend, A.W. Levy, who is supervisor of music for Columbia County, the Negro schools, a great citizen, a great community leader with his choir. Now, we moved him up because Cousin Paul Woodard had a heart attack after he was here last year. You remember he played the musical saw for us, and he thought he'd be able to come, but his wife wrote and said that he wasn't feeling well enough to make the journey, and if we'd excuse him this time, he'd be sure to be here next time. Now, while Levy is getting his group ready, there are certainly some vacant seats. If you'll trickle down here, there I see two right here, and I'm sure some of these children wouldn't mind sitting on the soft sawdust and giving the old folks a seat. This is the AME Trinity Methodist Church Choir of Lake City, and we're glad to have you here.
Walk together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. Oh, Walk together, children, don't you get weary. Walk together, children, don't you get weary. Walk together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great God meeting in the promised land. Walk another time, walk another time, walk another time, walk another time, walk another time. Sing together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great God meeting in the promised land. Ooh, sing together, children, don't you get weary. Sing together, children, don't you get weary. Sing together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great God meeting in the promised land. Ooh, sing another time, 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 sing another time. Shout together, children, don't you get weary. Shout together, children, don't you get weary. Shout together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great God meeting in the promised land. Shout together, children, don't you get weary. Shout together, children, don't you get weary. Shout together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great God meeting in the promised land. Shout, shout, shout. Another time, shout, shout, shout. Another time, shout, shout, shout. Another time. There's a great God meeting in the promised land. Shout, shout, shout. Another time, shout, shout, shout. Another time, shout, shout, shout. Another time.
Somewhere, listening. somewhere.